Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we, your children, come this morning at a new service. We come with heads bowed and humble hearts and thanking you for permitting us to be in the land of the living. We're asking you, dear Father, as we come before your mighty throne of grace, that you would look down upon us and have mercy upon us, your children. Help us to continue to do the things you have commanded that we do and to be the kind of light that's necessary that can shine so bright that men and women will see our light and come asking, what must I do to be saved? Amen. We also come praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, go out into this sin-sick world, that we will be willing to face all of the wiles of the devil, that we'll be willing to stand on the word of God, and shake a fist of rebellion in the face of Satan and let him know that we belong to Jesus Christ and him only. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go through this land and country, that we will preach and teach the word of God, that we will stand firm, that we will make our call and election sure and be willing to march into hell if necessary to defeat the devil. Amen. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, go, that we will continue to show love. Show the kind of love that's necessary that we, your children, can help do the things that are right and make heaven our home. Amen. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we travel through this land and country, that we, your children, will be willing to lock hand in hand, arm in arm, never knowing defeat or retreat, but marching on to glory in a heavenly fashion. We're also praying, dear Father, as we, your children, come before you this day, that you would look down upon us, find us worthy in your sight, and be willing to adorn us in our regal robes. Help us as your children to go and be able to stand firm and say, I've overcome the world and defeated Satan. Amen. Once we do this, dear Father, then we'll be fit subjects for your home. We're also asking, dear Father, that you will look down upon all of our sick, our shut-in, those who are in prison, those who are homeless, and those who just can't do for themselves. Preach to them your word. Help us to continue to teach it so they can find a sense of repentance and come back to the fold before it's everlasting too late, asking, what must I do to be saved? And once they come, help us to stretch out open arms and love them as you have loved us, even though we were sinners. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, we'll continue to do the things that's right and well-pleasing in your sight so we can make heaven our home and the final confirmation of all things. So help us to continue to love, to continue to be obedient, and above all, to continue being your children. And we pray that if we do these things and have been found faithful in your sight, that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where you can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter ye into the joys that have been prepared to you from the foundation of the world. And this will be enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.